something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah.
Two things I want you to observe here. The first one is God said, take unto you Aaron and his sons and consecrate them for the priest's office. So Aaron was the high priest and his sons the priests. And, you know, it's a type of Christ, our high priest, and the rest of us as priests in the house of God. Secondly, I wanted you to notice that God was also, he also cared about how Aaron dressed. He didn't want him to just dress commonly, or to be dirty, or to look funny. Of course, that doesn't mean that you come to church looking like a, you know, coming with a costume, looking like a shrine, a moving shrine. That's not what I mean. But at least you understand what I mean, because I think many of us here are dressing neatly and nicely. All the pastors tonight are dressing neatly. And remember, I'm just looking at you. As I'm talking, I'm looking. If I find one that is not, you'll be sorry for sitting at the front. Hallelujah. So, dressing neatly is not expensive. I didn't say dress with expensive things. I didn't say that. You don't have to be expensive to dress well. Do you understand? It doesn't have to be expensive to be good. And that's a fact. Hallelujah. Okay, so you're here now. Huh? In Revelation chapter 1, when we read from verse 5 into verse 6, he said something striking. From the latter part of verse 5, it says, and said to the one who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And then went on into verse 6 to say, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. Jesus Christ, who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He washed us from our sins in his own blood. I want us to go into the book of Hebrews now. We will read from the 9th chapter, book of Hebrews, from chapter number 9. Are you there? From verse 1. Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. When it says worldly sanctuary, it means earthly sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was the candlestick and the table and the shewbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer. Now listen, he's describing for us the old tabernacle. He's describing for us the holy place and the most holy place. In the holy place, he tells us what they had in there. He says the candlestick that you find in verse 2. And then he says, and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. That they call the sanctuary. And then it says here, some versions will say holy place. Verse 3, and after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all. That's the holiest of all, or the most holy place, or the holy of holies. It says, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant, or the tablets of the covenant. And over it the cherubims of glory, overshadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak in detail. Now, when these things were thus ordained, the priests, say that with me, the priests. One more time, the priests. The priests. All right. He says, now when these things were thus ordained, the priests went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. The priests went into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. But into the second tabernacle, went the high priest alone, once every year, not without blood. He never went in without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. Now notice, in the holy place, the first tabernacle, the priest ministered. The priest ministered in the first tabernacle. The high priest wasn't ministering in the first tabernacle. He ministered in the second tabernacle. And he went in alone. And he only did that once a year. And he never went in without blood. Watch this. Verse 7. But into the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people, the sins of the people. The Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation. But Christ, being come, an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. He entered in once. Hallelujah. The high priest of the Old Testament went into the holiest of all once every year. Once every year. But Jesus, he says, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Let me show you something here. Go to chapter 8, book of Hebrews, chapter number 8. I want you to notice something. Talking about Jesus, he says he calls him a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle. Verse 2. Are you seeing it? A minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. In other words, God built it. And every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. Listen, I want you to mark that verse. He says every high priest is ordained to offer sacrifices, gifts and sacrifices. And that therefore it is of necessity that this man also, Jesus, had something to offer. Now, the Bible says he had made us kings and priests unto God. So, every priest must have something to offer. Because the priests are ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. So, you must have something to offer. We'll come to that. All right, now, verse 4. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. He says if Jesus were on earth, he should not be a priest. Why? Because there are priests that offer according to the law. What did the law say? That all those priests must be Levites, and Jesus was not a Levite. Are you still there? All right. Verse 5. Talking about the priests who serve unto the example. This is what I want you to notice. Who serve the priests? From verse 4 into 5. Okay? 4 again. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things. Hey, what's he telling us? That what those priests were doing was a shadow of the real. In other words, there was a true heavenly sanctuary, and that the ministration that they were carrying out only typified what was actually there in heaven. So there was an ark of the covenant. There was a table for the showbread. There were candlesticks in heaven. That's what it's telling us. There was a mercy seat in heaven. That's what it's telling us. There were true cherubims of glory. That's what it's telling us. Now on earth, there were cherubims that were made. But in heaven, there were true cherubims of glory. Both of them overshadowing the mercy seat. On earth, the priest offered blood once every year. The high priest offered blood once every year and brought it to that mercy seat.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.